Well, it's an immense privilege this evening to be able to share God's word with you. I absolutely count it a privilege every time I get the opportunity to share God's word with you. And so my assignment this morning, I think I'll leave my Bible there, and then I'll come back for it in a minute. My assignment this evening, shall we say, is to share on this particular scripture that we've just read. And so I understand you've been looking at the series, Jesus, God's Game Changer. And truly, Jesus is God's game changer. Everything before him and everything after him evolves. Basically, I would say, you know what, when God wanted to do anything, and when God wants to do anything on earth, now, because of the new covenant in which we are through Jesus Christ, that he does it through his son. But you will understand where I'm about to go in a minute. You see, it is my conviction, as a matter of fact, that in life, as a matter of fact, in the times that we're living in, is my conviction that there's nothing that would change a man's life or nothing that would change your life as a revelation of who Jesus is. It is one thing for somebody else to understand who Jesus is. It's something else for maybe the pastor, those who work in ministry, those who serve here, those who you consider spiritual to have a revelation of Jesus. But I believe nothing changes a person and nothing impacts your Christian life as a personal relationship. I wouldn't even say a personal relationship. I would say a personal revelation of who Christ is. Nothing will change. You see, it's one thing for another person to know who Christ is. And it's another thing for God to speak of Jesus Christ as him being his son. But it's another for that revelation to get into you and to change you. I really do believe in the times that we're living in, especially in this moment, that as we see Christianity change and we're seeing the very foundations of our beliefs, and we're seeing the very foundation of Christianity being questioned, we're calling deconstruction, this woke culture, and everything else that comes along with it, I believe the answer to our stability and the answer to our I would say our faith and the strength of our faith in this moment is a personal relationship, but more than that, a personal revelation of the person of Jesus Christ. You see, it's amazing that we can come to church. We can spend years in church, spend years even working at church. But all of that doesn't change you. You could read the Bible as a routine, and you could praise God as a routine. But until the revelation of who you are praising and who you are calling upon and who you are seeking begins to change you, then the journey hasn't really begun. You see, as I said, it is my firm conviction that the answer to the challenges, I would say, for the believer, and I would say the challenges that face our time, but the solution to our stability in this time is a personal revelation of Jesus. And as we read that scripture, the sermon, I would say that, you know, I firmly also believe that there's certain dimensions of Jesus and certain revelations of Jesus that we will never tap into until we learn to climb up the mountain. The scripture that we just read started, and part of that scripture is that Jesus took the disciples up a mountain. And it's amazing to me, while there were so many people that were following Jesus, so many people coming and flocking at Jesus, so many people that were calling out for his attention, Jesus picks out these three amazing people, James, John, and Peter. These are the future church leaders. He takes them up, the Bible says in Mark, a high mountain. And this, in Luke, it says he took them up the mountain. What to do? To pray. They didn't go out there to simply, just take a little moment and rest and enjoy ourselves. No, Jesus took him up a high mountain to pray. You see, when the Bible speaks about mountains, mountains in the Bible represents the presence of God. Mountains in the Bible represents places of sacrifice. Mountains in the Bible represents a place of solitude. My apology. You know, hey, you see my West Croydon, you know, twang is coming out. But mountains represent high places of encounters with God. I would submit to you that unless you learn to go up the mountain or to lift up, I would say, you know what, what's what I'm looking for? To give some effort and to climb up the mountain, you may never, and there may be certain aspects of your relationship with God and revelation of Jesus that you will never know. There's certain revelation of Jesus you will never receive in church. I guarantee you there is certain dimensions of our walk with God that we will never tap into simply coming on a Sunday morning. And there is certain dimensions of our walk with God and revelation of Jesus that we will never encounter simply hearing somebody else preach. It is your personal revelation of God out of the Word of God, born by the Spirit of God, that changes a person. I truly believe this is the key that held the stability of the disciples. I believe this is actually the key that strengthened the conviction of these men that we call the disciples, because they not only knew Jesus, because when you kind of look and you read the gospel, you see these men who came on a journey. They were on a journey. And the journey is they believed Jesus as being the Messiah. But truly, that revelation took after Jesus Christ was risen for them to truly understand the full impact of who they were following. Peter, James, and John, and all the disciples believed Jesus as the Messiah. That was one level. But it wasn't until Jesus rose again and the Spirit of God came that they really understand. It's like, wow, this is the Son of God. Who is it that we've spent our time for the last 3 years? Who is it that we have spent, you know, all this we've given our lives to? It's like almost, you know what? It's like, you know, when we talk about the coin drops, you know, the coin drops, you get it. The penny drops. That's exactly the coin drops, you see. The penny drops. It only, and that the penny dropped once Jesus went up and he was resurrected. And so I really submit to us this evening, as we begin to look at this theme of Jesus Christ being a game changer. It is great that Jesus came to be a game changer and he changed the way we commune with God. Jesus changed the way that we access God. Jesus changed in terms of our position. We were alienated from God and now included in the commonwealth of Israel, as the Bible says. The Bible says that, you know, we who were in darkness now are in light. But until that revelation of the person of Jesus gets into your heart, you may never fully tap into the power, and I would say the resources and the depth of our relationship with God. You see, as I said, you know what, there are seasons where you and I will have to leave the crowd and climb up a mountain to seek God. And I think this, in our generation, prayer is nice to talk about. We can talk about prayer. It's very easy to talk about. But prayer is effort. Prayer requires discipline. Seeking God requires sacrifice. Prayer and seeking God can be inconvenient. But I guarantee you, if we are going to tap into certain dimensions of God, and I would say, even as a matter of fact, if we are to operate as the people of God, the dimension that the disciples operated in, we have to do what the disciples did. They paid a price. What was the price? They went up the mountain. And we must learn to climb up the mountain of prayer. And there are revelations, as I said, that we can only discover on the mountain. And we need to rediscover certain dimensions of God, digging deeper to find out who Christ is. I want to give you three things out of this passage Three things the revelation of Jesus will do for you. Three things that a personal revelation of Jesus will do for you personally, based from the scripture that we've read. Please help me with the time. I forgot. I didn't look at my timer when I started. I literally forgot. So I just want to ensure that I'm not taking more time than I ought to. Really? Okay, not a problem at all. In 10 minutes, I will give you three things that I truly believe, and I truly believe that a revelation of Jesus would do for you, based on the scriptures that we read. Number one, a revelation of Jesus, or a personal revelation of Jesus, would do this for you. The first thing is that it will reveal to you God's authority over life and death. A true revelation of Jesus will reveal to you personally God's authority and power over death. The Bible says in Luke chapter 9, verse 29 and 30, the Bible says, it says, as he prayed, his appearance, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening. And behold, two men talked with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. If you understand anything, is that while Jesus was praying, check this out. Moses had died, I think, about 1,700 years prior to this. Elijah had died 1,000 years prior to this. Now, if you know anything about theology, you will understand that at this time, Moses and Elijah were not in heaven. They were in a place where the saints of old were kept for a while. And so Jesus Christ, because he hadn't risen yet, because Jesus, the access to heaven, was only made when Jesus Christ rose from the dead. You will agree with that for those that study theology. Yeah? So the access was only opened when Jesus Christ rose. The Bible says he led captivity captives. That's what it says in Ephesians. And so this is where Jesus is praying. And he's so in touch and in connection with God that Jesus Christ, in his power, he summons someone who was dead 1,000 years ago. Summons someone who was dead 1,700 years ago. Now, if you understand anything, is Moses and Elijah a major player in the Old Testament? As a matter of fact, the entirety of the Old Testament is actually named between Moses and Elijah. You know how? Moses, the law, and the prophets. When the Bible speaks about the law and the prophet, it's a representation of the scriptures as the Old Testament. So what Jesus was doing when Jesus basically was praying, he called upon, he's basically bringing, and he's, how can I say this? He's summoning Moses, who had died, summoning Elijah, who had died 1,000 years ago, to come to earth for a meeting. Do you understand that? That the power of the Son of God to call upon someone who was dead and someone as powerful and as significant as Elijah and Moses, whom, as a matter of fact, when you study the Bible, is that the saints of old almost revered Moses and Elijah. They were almost like the epitome of being close to God. But yet, Jesus had power over Moses and Elijah to call upon him and say, listen, come. And they're about to discuss in terms of his death. And so what we see here is that when you have a revelation of Jesus Christ, if you understand who it is that you're serving, you will understand that not only his power over life and death has a power over your life, that there are certain things in your life that seems dead. Certain things in your life that seems like that, you know, maybe I was talking to someone and said, you know, certain things, such as certain dreams, certain relationships, certain things in your life, you just seem you lack the life of God, and you lack maybe, you know, a certain thing that God had promised you, promises that were given to you, seems dead. I can tell you, a revelation of Jesus will make you to understand that Jesus Christ has the power to bring back to dead, to bring back to life what is dead. Lord Jesus, help me. The Bible says in John chapter 11, verse 26, it says, Jesus is the resurrection and the life, that he who believes in me will live even though he dies. And so we see this played out in this scripture, bringing and calling upon Moses, who had died 1,700 years, and Elijah, who had died also, brings them back to life, and on the mountain of transfiguration. So God was able to literally erase time and bring him into the presence. So God has the power of life and death. I don't know if you're understanding what I'm saying. Am I too deep to you? Am I digging too deep? Shall I get a little lighter? Because I can get all consumed in Jesus' name. I really want to encourage you that Christ, the Christ that we serve, and in getting this revelation of God, and you digging deeper and really wanting to find out, and really you wanting to climb up the mountain as I'm talking about, of this revelation of trying to know Jesus Christ, this is what it will do to you. It will reveal to you God's absolute authority over life and death. And I think this is actually one of the key things in life today where, you know, people, we live in such an uncertain time. People are living a life of fear. A life of fear. Things seem to be dying. You know, you look at the economy, everything seems to be dying. Relationships, this and all of that. But I want to encourage you, as you dig in deeper in a relationship with God, and as you dig in deeper into finding this personal revelation of God for yourself, it will do something to you. It will give you an assurance that God absolutely has the power over life and death, and that God is able to bring back a dead things back to life. That if God can summon Moses and Elijah, erase time and bring them from the past to the future, God can do the same thing in your life. God can accelerate certain things in your life. God can bring back dead situations, things that you've given up on, things that seem hopeless. The Bible says he is the resurrection and life. And that basically means that he can resurrect anything in your life that is dead. That's the number one revelation I get out of that. The number two thing, what a revelation of Jesus and a personal revelation of Jesus would do for you. I hope I'm not getting too deep, because sometimes I can get deep and I pray you understanding. Are you tracking with me in Jesus' name? I think I have about a minute or two. One? 2 minutes. Okay. I will run quickly. Not a problem at all. I can. Not a problem at all. I'm a preacher, so I can go on long. I will respect my time. The second thing, and quickly, a revelation of Jesus Christ will do to you, for you, it will reveal God's mind to you. You will have the ability to be able to understand God's mind in any given situation. The Bible says in our chapter, it says, and the voice came out of the cloud saying, it says, this is my beloved son. Hear him. Hear him. Now, let me tell you something. In the world that we're living in with so many voices, everything is speaking in our generation. We have all sorts of perspective. Professor, this is happening. You need to do this. I mean, everyone has a perspective. Everyone has an opinion. But God has one person whom he has approved as the main means in which he communicates to human being, and that is Jesus Christ. The Bible says, God, in whom at sundry time had spoken through the prophet, has now spoken to us through Jesus Christ, Hebrews chapter 1. And therefore, what God says about any given matter through the person of Jesus Christ, it is God's mind upon anything or any questions that you may have in life. I'll run quickly, and the last one I'm going to read is this. Is that the third thing that a revelation and a personal revelation of Jesus would do for you, is that a personal revelation of Jesus will reveal life's essential to you. Life's essential. What do I mean by that? When you strip life at its bare minimum, what you find is that Jesus remains as the foundation of our lives. As a matter of fact, you know, when you read this scripture, I believe is actually in Mark's version of this. It says, after Moses had appeared, Elijah had appeared, and the cloud had departed, the Bible says there was only Jesus and the disciples remaining. So to me, as I was reading this, it spoke to me that when everything else passes, when everything else in which we seek, everything else in which we prioritize, when you remove life to its bare minimum, the thing that remains, and the most important thing you can have, and the most essential thing you can have, it's a relationship and a personal revelation of Jesus Christ. They can take anything from you, but if they don't take Jesus from you, and as cliche as that sound, it's actually the truth of life. Why? Because at the foundation of life itself, Jesus Christ will remain. When you remove Moses, you remove Elijah, represents the law and the prophet, you remove signs and wonders, you remove the miracles, you remove all these external things, and you are left with Jesus Christ and the disciples. It is Him who stands over life. And I can guarantee you, as you pursue a relationship, pursue a revelation of Jesus Christ, personal revelation of Jesus Christ, these three things will help you to live a life of confidence, will help you to live a life of assurance. You can live life, and you don't have to live life being timid at what's happening around the world. Why? Because I know in whom I have believed. So three things that a revelation of Jesus would do for you. It will reveal to you God's power and authority over life and death. A personal revelation of Jesus will do this for you. It will reveal God's mind. It will give you access to the mind of God in any given situation. And the third thing is that a personal revelation of Jesus will do to you. It will reveal to you life's essentials. In Jesus' name. Can I pray for you? Father, we thank you. Oh, Jesus, thank you for your goodness and your grace. Your word is so rich, and sometimes it's really hard to be able to make it to just to speak a couple of minutes. But Lord, we thank you for the times that you've given us to speak. I pray, Lord, that you would use these words, and Father, you would speak to your people. I pray that, Father, you would give us all a fresh revelation of who Jesus is. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Our time and our world and the times in which we're living in demand that we have a personal revelation of who you are. And so, Lord, we pray you would give us the grace to climb up the mountain just like the disciples, and Jesus led the disciples up the mountain. I pray that you would help us, Lord, to climb up the mountain so that we can tap into deeper revelations of who you are, tap into deeper understanding of the person of Jesus. Not the precepts alone, but the person of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Bless your people tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.